I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Praise the Lord. Do you love God this morning? Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is Resolution Reality Check. Resolution Reality Check, day one of 30 days to your very best you. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feeldfire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or by following the podcast itself. And you can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to the phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. That's the entire number. And for those of you who received the podcast to your phone via text in 2017, you will now have to subscribe as well. So by the end of this month, only those people who have subscribed will be receiving the podcast to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. Well, we got a lot that's going to be going on in January. I don't have the time to tell you everything right now, but make sure you go to the website. You can see everything you need to know about me. Contact me as well and hear prior Morning Motivation broadcast on the website at feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. I am now in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, reading from the KJV. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Listen to this again. But as it is written, where? In the word of God, that infallible place, that infallible recording where lying cannot occur. I have not seen. In all of the places that you've been, all of the wonders of the world that you may have visited, and everything that you've been able to see in different countries, all of the great and renowned places that you have encountered, all of the greatest rides and flights that you have taken, your eye still has not seen, nor ear heard. Out of all of the symphonies and the orchestras, all of the great teachings and pastors and preachers that you've sent underneath, all of the great conferences and motivational speakers that you've heard, all of that, your ears still haven't been able to hear. Neither have entered into the heart of man. All of the things that you've thought about, all of the things that you have dreamt about, your bucket list, the utopia, or the perfect place that you have envisioned, all of the things that you have written down according to Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4 of writing the vision and making it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it as we drafted our vision statement for 2018. And all of the things that you and your spouse have talked about or that you have envisioned for your life, your legacy, your children and your home, and all of that, you still have not been able to conceptualize the things, the blessings, the doors that God has to open, that God hath prepared, the master, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith, that God, you know, our Father, who cannot lie, hath prepared, hath predeliberated, premeditated, hath in waiting, has stored up, desires to release and relinquish for you, you, the person who's listening right now, for me, your seed, down to the fourth, fifth, and further generations. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning and say, I can't even imagine what God has in store for me. It is now 2018 and resolutions are flying high and wide, but most of us won't keep them. Oh, this is a resolution reality. Let's just be real right now. 2018 will end up being just like 2017 for a lot of us. 2016, 15, 09, and 1999. Why? Because you really won't do what is necessary to bring in a different outcome. We will speak a good game. We'll plan a good game. We'll talk a good game. You know how they say, can you walk the talk? You talk a great game, but can you walk it? But we won't walk it out because either the resolution was not really important enough to even waste our breath decreeing and declaring it in the first place, or it was important enough, but we're just too lazy to even try to bring it to pass. What is it that's going to make it be different for you this year? There has to come a time when you just stop naming and claiming, stop writing down a vision, stop saying you're going to do it, and actually do like nice and just do it. You see, over New Year's, I heard this great teaching by this pastor when I was attending Watch Night Service, and he said that we must live and serve God with a purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose. Listen to that. With a purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose. And he said that it's very easy to differentiate those who are doing that and those who are not, because all you have to do is ask one question. And the question is, where will you be in 5 or 10 years from now? And if they cannot answer that question, then you know that they're not living life with a purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose, because they have no idea of where their destination is. Resolution reality check. What is it that you're saying is going to be different this year? And what are you willing to do to deal with your reality? You see, your reality may not be my reality, and my reality may not be your reality, but I guarantee you that you have a reality right now. Because these 30 days, this month of January, it's not just about living your good you or your greater you or your best you or your gooder than greater than you, but the very best you. To that place where your eyes get to see and your ears get to hear, your heart gets to conceptualize, and you actually get to live in what God has prepared for you. That place of continual, perpetual existence at an optimal level. When will you get there? Well, you must first deal with your reality of why you are not there. Is it you? Is it the people in your life? If it's you, then you got to fix it. If it's the people in your life, then you got to begin to manage those people, manage the access that they have into you, manage what they're saying and speaking into your lives. My pastor said during Watch Night Service or earlier that Sunday morning, stop being people's garbage can. You just got to bring the spiritual garbage can to your door. And you have to throw away everything and everybody that's not there to increase your life, not there to do good for you. And if you can't throw them away because they're family, then you got to learn how to manage them. What are you going to do different in 2018 to really make it different? Will you deal with your reality so that you live a 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 life? Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. I know this is great, but remember, we're going to be working this for the next 30 days. Every day, there will be a different step. Make sure you don't miss it. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you for giving us another year. We know we didn't deserve it, but Father, in your infinite grace, forgiveness, mercy, and wisdom, you gave us what we didn't deserve, and all our souls can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You are our Father, and we love you. We worship you. We honor you. We are going to make this year different, Father. We are going to live that 1 Corinthians 2:9 life. Father, we are going forward to our very best us, our very best me, our very best you. We're going to seek out your will. Father, we are going to do just what you told us in Philippians 2:12. We're going to work out our soul's salvation with fear and trembling. Put forth the effort. Take the steps. We're not going to be like the man in James 1:24 who looked at himself in the mirror, then walked away and forgot what he looked like because he was not living with a purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose. This is our reality check. And we decree and declare that we're going to make the resolutions come to pass. Because we're going to do our part. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later. And we say we agree to this word in Jesus' name. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Say this year, say it again, this year, I will make my very best you come to pass. Say it again, this year, I will make my very best me come to pass. Come on and praise the Lord as I give the altar call. Then I'm going to assign you your task for today. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, I invite you to the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We welcome you. I want everyone to say, this year, I will put forth the effort to make my very best me come to pass. Hallelujah. Let me give you your task, and we are going to end. Your task for today is to check your reality. Objectively, not what you want your life to be, not what you're pretending it to be, not the facade or the counterfeiting that you're putting on for everyone else, but check your life and answer the question, am I living my very best me? And if not, I need you to fix it. We will be on step 2 tomorrow, which will be day 2. Make sure you don't miss it. I love you.
Pay to live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Tell you something. 2018 will only be your year. It will only be your moment if you make it so. I'm ready. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Go to feelthefire.com.